Geospatial is really another word for geography. So geospatial data is the data of geography, all kinds of data, whether it's elevation, whether it's water, whether it's landforms, whether it's transportation, boundaries of different areas for different purposes.
Why is it important to have data broken down by geographic location?
If you look at the upcoming Sustainable Development Goals and you look at the different themes within those 17 categories, all of them deal with information. And all of that information has some relationship to where those events or where those activities are happening on the Earth. And sometimes that's very locally, sometimes it's within regions, sometimes it's nationally, and sometimes it's a global view. So in order to make those sustainable development goals really meaningful, they have to know where these events are happening. And you count up the information that's coming from the research that's being done and the work that's happening under those SDGs, and then you can assign it to a place.
Give an example of how the data might help in reducing extreme poverty or protecting the planet.
So let's look at the notion of poverty. So in that case, you want to collect data, and usually these are statistics that are coming in from the different areas of the world. They're going to have information about the state of how poor people are in given parts of their area. In this case, let's just say a nation. The question is, isn't it more helpful to know more precisely where they are? And then you can evaluate factors that might be leading to that poverty. It may be that they're in drought-stricken areas. It may be that there are just no good transportation routes to take their work to a market. It might be that there's prevalence of disease occurring because of the conditions in which they live. And what you want to do is try to understand where that is occurring. And in order to do that, you want to count those folks up. You want to know where their instance is and how many there are. And then you may want to look at other factors, and this is more statistical. You may want to look at the characteristics of that poor poverty group. Are they children? Are they elderly? Are they everybody? But again, you want to tie it back to place so that now you can take action based on activity itself and the interrelationships between the other factors that may be leading to their condition.
Are governments using the geospatial data now for that purpose?
So the whole notion of this committee of experts on global geospatial information management is really attempting to alert leaders of the world about the importance of geospatial information so that they can make better informed decisions, so that they can answer those questions and understand better the condition of their populations or the condition of their economy or the condition of their natural resources and environment and so forth. By making them aware and by promoting the notion of the importance of geospatial information within their country, then once again they can make better informed decisions. And more importantly, then beyond their borders of their nations, events are happening that are regional. Bad weather doesn't respect national borders. So when you have to bring those different areas together, if you're working on the same frame, if you're working on the same, in our lingo, geodetic reference frame, so that you know that the location of those activities that are happening, now you can move to the next stage without having to worry about getting the information in a way that makes the most sense to make that decision. Those underlying core infrastructure characteristics that you need in place to move to that next point are now taken care of.
You're here this week with many other geospatial experts from around the world. What do you hope will come out of this session here at the UN?
Well, I'm already noticing a phenomenal change with time. People are realizing the importance. There's a recognition of the need and the benefit that can be realized from this kind of activity. There's been just tremendous participation and collaboration among the member states to work toward the same objectives. And if we're able to do that on our end, then that will allow the sustainable development goals to move forward in a much more efficient way, in a much more effective way. They won't have to worry about, do I have the underlying data necessary to make a decision going forward or to take action or to assign a task? Now, there's going to be a long way to get to that, but the fact that we're discussing how we get there and what's required and how we can accommodate this need, those are good things.